Well, our guest this segment is Martha Kinnerson. Did I pronounce that correctly?
That's correct.
Okay, Kinnerson. She's the author of
Choices.
It's
okay.
It's a novel about, well, tell us about what Choices is all about. This is, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so that'll give you a cue, folks. So tell us about your book.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, first of all, for having me. I really appreciate it. Choices is a novel that's about love, passion, loss, violence, and surviving it, basically. I wanted to put a book together where it would showcase the importance of dealing with a pain that you may experience in your life, because if you don't, it could lead you down a number of different paths, and that path could lead you to some dangerous situations. Mm-hmm. And not everybody knows how to get out of those dangerous situations, and they need to look for some assistance. So, and I wanted to do it in a way that wasn't always in your face, because you know how it is. People, women, young people, they don't want you telling them how to live their life or what to do. Mm-hmm. However, if there's some way that you can get the information to them, kind of in a sneaky-like way, and they actually enjoy it, hopefully they will get some lessons and they will be able to adhere to some of those.
Okay. And so is this book based on personal experiences, or is this
unfortunately, yes, it is. It's based on some things that happened to me a long time ago. However, you get through things, you never get over it. Mm-hmm. And there are times where you realize that it's time that you have a story that you need to tell, and there's ways you can share it that could actually help other people. So that motivated me to want to put this together and get it out there.
Mm-hmm. And so it's about, just perusing the book. I haven't read it in totality, but it has some steamy romance kind of connotation to it there.
It does.
And of course, obviously, anytime one is not necessarily just young, but there are pitfalls when one gets involved in an amorous relationship, and things, if they don't know who they are or what they're getting into.
Yes, and that's the gist of the story. You have a young woman who is just really coming into her own. She's like the all-American girl. She's young, she's beautiful, she's driven, she has all these wonderful things ahead of her, and she meets and falls in love with a man that can never be hers, a man that tells her he can never be hers. Unfortunately, we as women think we can change you wonderful men.
I resemble that.
And when it doesn't happen, what happens? She goes a little crazy. Mm. And because she does that, she starts to change who she is and the fundamental of herself. And she starts doing all kinds of crazy things. And she ends up in a situation and ultimately in bed with a couple that she thought she could trust, that would take care of her, because she got a little crazy one night. And in her whole life changes.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, the book, although you wrote it to as a cathartic process for yourself, I'm sure, but yet you want to inform others about the pitfalls. And the book is called Choices. And where can one get the book?
Everywhere. It's amazing. I mean, everywhere online, it's downloadable, whether it's Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iTunes. You can actually go into Barnes & Noble stores and they can order it for you. Mm-hmm. So it's available absolutely everywhere in multiple formats.
And in the ebook, that's really nice. And
yes.
Plus, it's cheaper in the ebook, too.
Yeah,
you can take it with you.
It's cheaper than a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. And what is your website?
It's MarthaKinnerson.com.
Now, I understand that a portion of the proceeds will go to the RAIN organization.
Yes.
Tell us about RAIN. Everybody doesn't know about the RAIN organization.
Yes, RAIN is the Rape, Abuse, Incest National Network. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when something happens to you that traumatic, if you're assaulted, whether you're, it's molested or you're raped or whatever the situation is, you need some help getting through these situations. And the RAIN organization is really cool because they have a lot of resources. It's a national network. You can go online. They have 800 numbers you can call. You can get in-person help. They can direct you in a lot of different organizations that could help you through this horrible, horrific situation.
And what is the contact information for RAIN?
There's the RAIN. It's rain.org, and then there's an 800 number.
800-656-HOPE?
Yes.
Okay. 800-656-HOPE.
And there is hope. Trust me.
And, of course, RAIN is spelled with two N's.
Yes.
RAINN.org.
Yes.
Okay. Martha Kinnerson, author, I wish you a great luck with the book Choices.
Yes.
And folks, go out and get it. You know, I mean, I think you're going to enjoy it. It might make a great gift for someone you know who needs it, too. Also, we got a couple of e-books, I guess, to if you like to get it, we can you can log onto our website, and we'll have the information for you there at myhoustonmagic.com, okay?
Yes.
So let me ask you this, Martha. With regard to your experience with domestic violence, and, of course, which led to the book Choices, are you doing any speaking
yes.
at all?
Yes, okay. I am. I've been crisscrossing the country for the last 6 months talking to young women, older women, mm-hmm. women that have experiencing, and men. And that's what's really been surprising, where men have come up to me and said, you know, I had this dream about this situation. I'm not as sure that this actually happened. Mm. And so I tell everybody straight up, right off the bat, I'm not a therapist. Mm. But I always recommend, because I believe in therapy, I know it will help you get through those dark hours. So, yeah, I mean, I've been speaking at schools and colleges and doing lots of book fairs and wherever people need me to come out and try to tell my story, to try to help encourage people to face what happened to them, seek some help, and then maybe share their story with someone else in their environment that they may help someone else too.
Yeah, I think it's been looking over my experiences as a clinician, it seems that the telling of the story in and of itself is very, very beneficial.
It is, and it's very emotional. It allows you to kind of cleanse yourself over and over again, because when you're out doing, whether it's a book tour or just talking to young people, you're telling your story a lot of different times in mm-hmm. a lot of different ways, because sometimes you can be upfront and right in a person's face, and some people you have to kind of bring them around slowly. Mm-hmm. But and it does. It just kind of allows you to say, phew, yeah, okay, I got through it again.
Right, again. And then, of course, obviously, as you stated, the more you tell it, you have different perspectives
yes.
on it. You get input from other people who are
yes.
telling their story to you. And it helps you to better express just what it's all about. Yeah, Choices. So are we ready with Kiki Wyatt? Okay, we are ready. Okay, just one more time, in case someone wants to get you to speak before their group, give me that contact information again.
All they need to do is just go to my website. All my information there is MarthaKennerson.com.
Okay, because that's very important. Folks, this lady can really help you out, so check it out, okay? It's 9:45, 15 minutes before 10 o'clock.